Blog Talk Radio.
Brother Jihad Muhadath. We at Muhammad's Talk Radio have been following Master Farad Muhammad ever since the Honorable Elijah Muhammad left this physical world. Master Farad Muhammad is our leader. We will continue to teach and play the Honorable Elijah Muhammad tapes. I remember me and my wife were traveling from city to city. In some cities, Master Farad Muhammad would tell us to play the messenger tapes and put the spirit of Elijah in the atmosphere. I also remember when I first put my wife's first tape on the radio in Detroit, Michigan. This was in 1987. Detroit was the murder capital. I got a radio slot for Friday at 12 o'clock midnight. Sister Elijah taught on the climate change that Master Farad Muhammad would bring about. That Saturday, in the Detroit News or the Detroit Free Press, was an article stating that all the violence had ceased at 12 o'clock midnight. So we must have the spirit of Elijah. Master Farad Muhammad taught us in 1997 that when a god reaches the age of 120 years old, he puts his energy into the atmosphere and he does not have to come back into the physical world anymore. We must have the spirit of Elijah to even enter into the spiritual world of Master Farad Muhammad. Take it or leave it alone. This is the truth. We will be playing a tape by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, a message to the Christian preachers. Thank you for listening. Assalamu alaikum.
and sisters. I'm very happy to see your smiling faces here this afternoon. And I hope that you will leave smiling. We have plenty to tell you whether you accept it or not. But we do have plenty to tell you that we hardly know where to begin. I'm a little late. Yes, we have waited 400 years. I do think about 4 hours would not hurt you. I'm very happy to learn that there is some preacher of the Christian churches here with us this afternoon. Brethren, I hope that you enjoy what we have to say. I have a new book, I guess, to you. It's called The Holy Quran. And that it verifies what is written in the Bible. And the Bible verifies the Quran. The Bible is a book of the Quran. The Quran is a late scripture. The Bible is an old scripture. And the Holy Quran only about near 1,400 years old. But the Bible is 4,000 years old or more. It was given to Moses on the choosing of Allah and the rise of Moses. He was risen up among the the white race, whom we have learned now to be definite. A race of them. This is what we are teaching you. And if you don't believe it, I'm sorry for your future. I don't think it should be hard for the black man of America to learn that the white race is devil. I don't think it should be hard to learn. For it was the devil who led us. We did not wear ourselves up in North America. It was the devil. We wear our pants up from slavery. Some may say, no. He wasn't together because we are here and we are preaching and singing and we all feel happy. But that was created in you. You are some creation and the white man is some myth. We made the white man. Let us make men. I want the preacher to listen to all I have to say. I mean Christian preachers. And then I wish that you ask me anything that I don't make clear to you. To make it more clear. Since you are students and preachers of the Scripture, Bible, then you ought to know me. Because the Bible prophesies of Elijah coming to you. And I am Elijah. This man prophesied in the Bible teaches you that he first must come first. He must first come. Meaning he must come before God. To make a way for God to come. Let's talk about it, Reverend. If that man has to come first, not God first, so he must send this man first. Then he comes after this man. What is this man? And what? And why is he so important that he must go ahead of God? Let's get acquainted with each other, Evan. He must prepare the way. Why does God prepare the way? Why should it have been Elijah to prepare the way? Because he prepared Elijah to prepare the way. This is done by government, nations all over the world. They send an ambassador to a foreign nation to get acquainted with that nation so that the change of the president of the people of a foreign land may get acquainted with a foreign nation so that they can see if they can make friends with each other. I'm here to get you acquainted with God so that we can see whether or not that you are able to live with God. It is impossible for an enemy of God to make people think or establish a thing relationship between the two. That's impossible. Unless you change the nature. Listen to every good, Reverend. We cannot recognize a preacher sent from the devil to lead us to God. Because he will try to get our faith with the true God according to his training by the enemy of the true God. I'm not trying to make enemies between us. I'm trying to make friendship. The thing that has happened between our black Christian preachers and the preachers of Islam, they actually believe that pastor, the ourselves are talking, is right. And that they themselves, being led by the ourselves, that they will get ahead and even ahead of us. And he's leading you directly to hell. Is what I'm risen up in readiness to put a stop to you fighting an enemy of God in you, thanks to his offense, to his fault that he had made, because by nature he was made to make hell for the righteous. We are here with truth. We are here to be attacked by the world of the devil and win over. Christianity is dying a natural death. Everybody that is a victim to the very root of Christianity of the white race is coming to die. Running your whole church is getting chilly. I just want you and I to take our place as brothers. I'm not going to kiss you, because pretty soon you will choose. Come on with me, Elijah. I read in the Bible, in the Revelation, that last book of the Bible, where that it prophesies that the devil and his followers, his representatives, will be going down in a lake of fire. And I know who this is. This is the preachers of Christianity that is black men and women. Due to the lack of knowledge of the enemy and his religion, he you. But I want to show you that I have the key to the knowledge of the devil and the knowledge of you. I'm here in the midst of the devil. And I dare not to bite my tongue. I'm going to keep the teeth off of my tongue so I can use it to speak the plain truth. We are living in a time called the resurrection. Resurrection means to rise up. Resurrection means that everybody comes to the knowledge of the truth. I'm the Lord. I'm one that was also there. Allah, the God of the universe. He is me. To come and rise here. This is awesome. This is awesome. Excuse me. This is also written in your book that this man that he chose for his messenger, his apostle, the Bible said prophet. I'm not sent as a prophet. I'm the only prophet. You don't need a prophet. You need direction. And direction is a mission to lead you in the right path, directing you from himself to God in the earth. We're out there today with the same serious verses. But we're only out there trying to deceive you that they're directly from God and preaching God. Tell him, man, why don't you call him my Lord? He said, well, that we mean the same that the Mohammed name for God. You tell him then who is the name of the God that you are preaching. Ask them again, who made the Bible? Who made the Holy Quran? Was it you or was it our people? We just only try to get a comment, brethren. We have lived here in the Western Hemisphere for a long time. And it is time that we get acquainted with each other. I was born in the Western Hemisphere. I'm no foreigner. I'm your brother. And that I'm going to do more for you in the way of establishing our brotherhood than any man ever has come before you. God, put it in black and white, that I would give my life for you, if necessary. I have said two or three jail sinners, and I have went to the federal penitentiary for you. From 1 to 5, they give me, and I say something like, therefore, all of this was for you. I did not have any choice. It gives me 15 came, other than I refused to fight my people for their safety. And I will never refuse. Just take your time and listen. Because this is no easy job to break me away from my enemy that was me. Because what's in the charts you believe in? Because you have no other teacher. This is quite a job to break me away from your foster parents. But with the help of Allah, I'm going to do so, and then kill you, foster parent. That same law that at Kiffin was bringing place on Egypt and bringing good to Egypt, but also brought finally the death of Pharaoh. Then I'm through. Know who is the right God to say, if you are righteous, I'm seeking after righteous, I'm very calling out to you, and to point you out the devil. He is against you and the sense of doctrine. He didn't bring you here to make you no equal to him. He brought you to make you unequal and then make you so much unequal to him, you will be unequal to men all over the earth. And no one would want you for a friend. No one would want you for a member in his social inquiry. Neither can get that kind of place. That's the very mean. And I don't know who you mean. And the white man will represent you, your enemy. But he is a dumb slave of mine. Do not take him in your society. He will work. He tells the enemy that he fights against with you. In the war with him, he tells him to be careful of you. Because you are crazy people. And if they take you as a society member, you will disgrace them. Well, he's not far from truth there, but he made you like that. You are the people that will tie up any society. Because you don't know yourself, and you don't know the rules of a good society that you would be able to obey. You are not like that because you don't know yourself. You don't know what society you belong to. But if you follow Elijah Muhammad, I will sit you down in the palaces of kings and queens.
And it... And in heaven with your God and my God. Sit you down beside me. I have the key to all of this that makes a better life for you. I am that thought that you find in the Revelation. That tells the world that he has the key of death and hell. This is who I'm talking. The key here only means that the apostle has power over the one who calls them. And he has the power to stop hell from spreading. Take time, Reverend, and let us get acquainted. Reverend, my father was a preacher. He was a preacher and I was born. And he learned to preach before he died. Islam.
he preached what you call the Baptist organization for 42 years. And then I was able, by the help and the power of Allah, to change him after all of those 42 years. I'm going to change you, Reverend. The resurrection of the dead means the resurrection of people that is mentally dead to the knowledge of such and truth. Let's go over here, Reverend, and Ezekiel. There is a symbolic field of drawback. They're not really bones in reality. They're human beings. Can these bones live? Don't say that. Son of man, he called his messenger here the Son of Man. Somehow you have preached that he was talking to Jesus. Yes, it's a Jesus, all right. But not the one that was here 2,000 years ago. We must remember, again, Adam, that Jesus came ahead of time. And that he gave it up. And announced that he was ahead of time. Then he prophesied to you in these words, when he comes. Now think over that, brother. You hardly know a preacher. As long as a prophet that is present prophesies of another prophet coming after him, you cannot say he's the last. You cannot preach and let it be truthfully known and backed by the truth of Scripture that Jesus was the last one and that he's returning. And you look forward for his return. Not that Jesus, but the one that he prophesied of, that will come after him. Then he tells you in words of what he said, that he was not capable of guiding you unto all truth. He said, I can't tell you. Are you ready to die? Say, your Bible is lying. No, it's not. You just didn't understand. I am risen up among you, Reverend, to make the Scripture understandable to you. If the Bible and the Holy Quran teachings is not made clear to you, there cannot be no judgment. this is referred to as truth. But if the truth has not been told to you or taught to you, there can be no judgment. Because that you, being ignorant to the knowledge of the truth, that would be done an unjust thing to punish you or destroy you along with the enemy of truth. Because you didn't know the truth. Thus the Bible and the Holy Quran teaches you that you will know the truth. You don't believe me, because this man standing before you this afternoon has been taught the truth of the Bible and Quran. Nothing left out. I'm fully armed with your answer. You must know the truth. There can be no judgment until you know the truth. And if this man in the Bible rises up in Revelation with the key of both death and hell, having the knowledge of the devil who kills people with technology of his teachings, prepare them for the doom that God made him for, the white race was not even made to be saved. I know you won't agree with me, but stick around. One of the professors from Chicago University, sitting in my house one day, he wanted to know, was not a stubborn good? Well, I told him, like I had told many others, I said, there's lots of snakes. Some of these snakes is not as poisonous as the other, but these are snakes just the same. This is the thing that Reverend Martin Luther King agreed with me on. He said, I'll grant you that. They may not be as evil as the other one, but they're all from the same stuff. There was a man that was frightened to death by white people because they had tried to buy him over. But he was not so big a fool as they thought. After he met with me that day morning, that Reverend Martin Luther King and I was making up a friendship together. I went down to our place where that we was going to meet and have what we call a convention. And when I got down to this place, I represented Martin Luther King, that he was a great man, and that he and I was getting along fine. He agreed with me, and I agreed with him to agree with me. Not in his way, but Martin Luther King, he woke up right away. and the devil said, "My friend, fire my house with mechanical instruments on. Listen to what we were saying." Then from that meeting on, they had made up their mind to kill Martin Luther King. They thought they had prepared him thoroughly to help them lead you to hell with them. But you see what happened to the poor man. If his disciples does not follow him, he kills them. But where is one disciple that is not his? Long before I was born, God warned him to touch not mine anointing. Maybe I should not go so far with this. But Reverend, you and I are blessed. We are the breath and flesh of each other. And the same deceiver, this blue-eyed devil, that deceiving you to hold a stand on his side, preach Christianity, his religion. That same devil, he once had me in his camp. I didn't preach it. I never preached Christianity. But I thought I was going to be one. And my father was preaching it, and my grandfather was preaching it, and I thought I would rise up as the third in the family and correct these two men. I never believed it like they thought. And my father and I would argue until finally I got them wavering. Every time he go to the church and preach, I follow him up that Monday morning on his son. So when I would be sitting in the church, he'd watch me more than he would anybody. Because you know I am bound to pick his sticks up with the money. And when I chase him, and he finds no hiding place to get away from me, I heard him one day telling my mother, "Say, you know that boy is, he gets on my nerves." My mother would laugh. You see, she says, "Why don't you answer what he asked you?" And he'd laugh. He said, "That boy is something, I'm telling you." So he kept on till he met my day to preach. Except God, he didn't know in his day when he come out telling the people that God has sent him to. Thank you. That is God. Didn't make the Bible, nor the Holy Quran. He made these books. He said he got the Bible from Hebrews and Greeks. That's why he gave us the Bible. We must get after the righteousness. Most of them to tell us, where did you get these books? You say you translated out of the original tongue. But why is the original tongue? It's been not all from Hebrew. Original tongue was not what he said he did. No. If Moses gave to them a script called Bible, or even your son to Moses, where did you get the book? And what language was it in? Moses is not from the other Bible. He said he's got it from God. Well, if he's got the book from God, the book gotta be right. If Muhammad got the Holy Quran from Almighty God, Allah, it's gotta be right. If an enemy of God in the book did not pass it through his hand and made it out of him, so take the Bible. The white man then had a steps to that book all the while. And he takes it, and he changes it, and revises it all the time. When he thinks that we and I are learning, the last revises it. He goes and revises it again. Tells you and I that he only makes it better and more understandable. That he's lying. He thinks that you and me have ruined this book, and we want to take it by and check it over and make some other part of it hard to understand. He puts the Bible in symbolic language, and he thinks his slave will be able to understand it. And that's what the FBI told me one of them one day. I had preached and then kept some portion of the Bible that Sunday. And he told me that he would not have known all that if he had not told him. I said, nah. Now he's confessing to me out of his own mouth that he don't want the Bible truth to be interpreted to the black man. You say you have an evil man that has sent you to preach and backing you up. Thousands of preachers throughout the country giving me pieces of paper from the enemy of the book, claiming these are things are he sent by counsel of our gift of authority and God of authority. Brothers, you are wrong. You are absolutely wrong. You will never be able to stand before the God of truth and justice for Him to justify your sin, to be a preacher by the devil himself, his enemy. Oh, yes, that's who you are. You carry their license and their credentials. They make them out for you. Who has set me? Did I go down to the city hall to get in the faces of all fault? No. I didn't get no authorities from him to preach what I'm preaching. No. The one that gave me the authority to preach what I'm preaching, the truth, he can't come near him. And he dared to tell me that I'm lying. He knows that I'm not lying. He knows that I'm telling the truth. And wishes that I will have mercy on his old damnable soul, that he may enter the heavens with us. Now I want to tell you the truth, brother. It is up to you to believe the little one. For one, you will live with a lot of bones, brethren. It becomes a sovereign to play with it. And it's burning on like feather bones. But why should you deny the truth for the favor of a people that includes your father, my father, your mother, my mother? Why do you favor him now to go on to help them to damn your own people to hell with him? Just think of it. I'm preaching your brotherhood. I don't want to stop you from preaching, but I want to give you the right text to preach. He lies the most faithful. He raises himself up in the book of Kings of the Bible, and he finds it through to the Revelation. Disciples of Jesus there, when Jesus was transfigured, he saw the eyes of God. Right? Hey, son of man, but they won't believe you because the woman not hear me. Think over that. They are hard-headed people. They are harshly gotten their head and neck set to knock the Bible to the truth. Stiff-necked. Glory. Son of man, why are you doing? And it's so out here, yes. All I'm doing. To come and come from all parts and breathe upon this strength. Whatever that means, war. He called for war. I'm saying, when they are beset on all four sides, one calamity after another, when they see this coming to pass, then they will take and implode all four sides of the land. So that they won't have no way out. But to come through one calamity after another. This is going on in your beautiful America. You'll be preachers sent by what I know to be the real devil. Why don't you pray to stop this calamity from coming on the country? Pray to your God that the right man taught you to pray to. Hey, get to Elijah's God. Make him to stop the calamity that Elijah's God is sending upon you. Elijah's got the cross. Elijah's got that he is going this way, and Elijah's with it. Where is from? I'm not turned down on anything that I ask God to do for me. That is reasonable. I can't stop you from dying. That's nature for the God. None come to stay forever. Regardless to Moses' goodness and walking and talking with God, he couldn't stay here. You don't find where that Elijah died at, but he died. None come to stay forever. Allah did not create the heavens and the earth, and man owned the earth to live forever. He didn't do so himself. So if the first God died, we don't see no face of him, only his work. How do you expect to live forever yourself? Death was made for us. Not that it come by force of itself, but it was made for us to take up after we have exceeded the law of nature, the natural things in which we were made. Then death is the ultimate. So that the God who created the heavens and the earth, he didn't intend for the same people to be here always. It will not be a beautiful heaven and earth if the same rulers rule all the time. You say, well, how you gonna prove that, Muhammad, that God don't live and rule all the time? Yes, God lives and rules all the time, but not that same God. We are not under the direction of the first God in person. No, he's dead. But another Lord that will rise up in that place and come down to be where that the wisdom of man, when I say man, I'm talking about black man, the white man is mankind, and he don't mind being called mankind, because he knows that's the truth. He's not the real original man, but he's like that, because it's the original man who made him, and he can't get away from it by no means. White man was made by the black man. You're very late, too. Very late. Just 6,000 years ago. The black man grafted him from himself. Just 6,000 years ago. That's late to our 66 trillion. And our 76 trillion years. Count our time in trillions of years, count here in 6 years, in 1 year, 2 years. It's history divided into three parts. 2,000 years in each part. Our history is not like that. We got three divisions in it, but they are long. On the vision. Let's get back here and talk some. In 1 year, 2 years, it's history divided into three parts. 2,000 years in each part. Our history is not like that. We got three divisions in it, but they are long, long divisions. Let's get back here and talk some of that which we are here to talk on. I had another subject that says, Reverend is visiting us. I want to talk with her. We will not speak in my work, Reverend. But there's a change in the working. Change to come over all the way of people. Have you ever seen me dressed like this when I was in the church, Reverend? Did you ever see a lot of women dressed like that, Reverend? When they were in the church? And Reverend, did you ever hear them talk like this? Did you ever see them solid in the church? Without singing? You cut them up to sing to fascinate the people. You will take them with their dresses pathway to five. I've got it on link to sit in your church. They let you know, Reverend, that temptation for you to allow a woman to come in your church has moved. You're standing above them like I am now, looking right down in your lap. By nature, we cannot scruple at and look at her before our face without having a different thought. Because by nature, we are made like that. And by nature, our first thought made her father first. Therefore, after making her, then he wanted you to know that you must not take her and display her. And no such move is made, because you spoil all your men and yourself too. I'm only wanting not to get offended. I'm not angry with you. I didn't come out here to argue with you like that. I come out here to teach you. Every time that we have meetings, some of your church people come here half noon. But we carry on out there to the door and tell them they can't come in here with that style of dress. They go back. Some of them go back and dress over again and come back. I assure you, Reverend, that they would follow us the right way, just right, if you would help them. A teacher of righteousness would not let temptation come in among his followers to deceive his followers, to follow such temptation to its limit. Reverend, do you not kind of glean out of your spiritual eye that you are wrong for doing these things? You open your door and admit them to come and fill your church with their dresses above their knees. And in this style, dress they will come in. Of course, if you would maintain the teachings of righteousness and decency, they would get shame and walk out. That you are not condemning this. You are condoning this. No wonder that the Bible and the Revelation said or teaches us that the prophet says that he saw the devil and his angels, his preachers, ducked into a lake of fire. Reverend, that's talking about you. You say, I got nothing to do with the white man. way he lived? Oh, yes, you do. Because he's the one training you. And still teaches you. And you are acting just like him. Defending him. A gift God and his prophets. That's what you've done. You aid him in the imprisonment and death of his prophet. Then you say, if you had been here when they were killing the prophet, you would not have taken no hand in that. But how about it, brethren? I'm one of them. And instead of you coming follow me, you follow the white man right on. And preaches against me and my God and the work that I am doing in his name. I am your brother, Reverend. And I want to get you without a fight. But if you don't believe and follow me, I'm going to bring my friend with me in that God. He already is after you. Don't your Bible teach you that Elijah shut up the heavens and it didn't open up until he prayed for it to open up? Well, I want you to remember that those scriptures that you read and the book is now coming to pass. He has given me power over the forces and power of this devil. And that you are having the power against us. You are like a child that's under you. You don't want to fight the child as you were grown up, because that's a baby. Same goes for you with me. I don't want to fight you because you are no match for me. Is make friends with you. Let us be brothers. That's what I want us to be brothers. Not be foes of each other, but brothers. Let us work for each other and fight each other's cause against our many enemies. This is what I want. I don't want you to come out there trying to match no wits with me. Because you are not able to do so. All I want you to do is bear me witness of the truth that I am bringing to you and lay down the lie of the devil. Don't you realize that if the church, the Christian religion, had power from divine, supreme things, would not even the head of the church, the Pope and Rome, would not he be able to stop the place that is a sin upon the Vatican? He said that he would be like the Moorish fire. Looks to me like he's like the Moorish loaf. We are here to battle the world. This truth. Not the falsehood, but the truth. The black man was made out of truth. He was made out of falsehood. He was created from truth. Because his God was truth. Making him truth for us all. But an enemy of ours, 6,000 years ago, found in the germ of us, a weaker man than actually the man was. So he taken that weak germ and grafted that weakness out of the storm and gave his knowledge how to rule the strong, until the strong produces one stronger than he. He said to his people that when he comes, after you have lived for 6,000 years, he will come from the east. And he will eat you up. Your Bible and my Bible prophesy that the destroyer will come from the east. And he will bring an army with him. And that before they do this, they will lay hold on the faith, meaning you and me, and take us away. Reverend, look like to me you ought to understand some of this. Milk on the plane, yet you are not to understand. Think over how plain this is. That he will come from the east and gather you from the west. That's for the plain, brother. Gather us from the west. Israel will not be gathered. That is you and me that in the house of Israel that must be gathered. We don't belong to Israel's house. The race of Israel is the devil's race. But they have us in their race, and to show you how so foolish the devil have made us, there goes black people from America to help fight on the side of Israel. They get his black brothers over there, calling themselves black Hebrews. Brothers, that is not the worst fool you ever heard of. They couldn't do it. They know that they were fools, so Israel wouldn't have accepted. knowing the earth will not accept him. And nor he. Oh, brother, this you're dead. You need to be resurrected. How can the blind lead the blind? So says the Bible. They all fall in the ditch together. So, brethren, if you are not awakened yourself, how can you awaken others? Think over that you are so blind, deaf and dumb to the knowledge of self. You want to go on in the same name of your slave master, representing yourself as being one of them. This is ugly. This is really ugly. That you want to maintain the name of your slave master who beat and killed your fathers and mothers. You don't care nothing about all the evil done to your people. You even try to clear them for their evil. That you living in a new day. Look like to me, Reverend, you're living in an old day. When white people used to beat our parents to death. Shoot them down if they didn't dance for them. Or sang some old ugly song for he and his guest. Yeah, I had the book on slavery. By more than one author. I have the one that they use up here in the U.N. I have that one. Then I have an old book of slavery that they made in the time of slavery. Shoot them down if they didn't dance for them. Or sang some old ugly song for he and his guest. Yeah, I had the book on slavery. By more than one author. I have the one that they use up here in the U.N. I have that one. Then I have an old book of slavery that they made in the time of slavery by the slave masters to rule, beat, and kill the black man. Just to think over what the white man has done to us of evil, rather. I wouldn't even preach nothing of him but his doom hell. You don't know how happy your people will be seeing you, Reverend, get up in the pulpit and preach against the enemy. Your church will have them standing on the outside like I have them out there. They know I'm no friend to the devil. And the devil has mistreated them all their lives. And now I hope to win against God to take him to his doom. I said, Robert, go back home and study your book. And next time you meet Elijah, you say, you're right. That is what you say. You cannot make Elijah wrong with your book or with any scripture. He's right. And he knows the scripture. That's what I have been risen up for, to give you an interpretation of your scripture. I know the scripture. We are the people of divine God of truth and justice. You and I are that people. that is his people. He didn't come here to destroy us. He comes here to save us from the destruction of our enemy that he's bringing upon them. No, every one of you will be saved if you want to. He told me to tell you that. So if you don't want to be saved, stick around. Just stick around. If you would just recognize me for what I am, you will be all right. Not just cause because the white man don't like Elijah. If he don't like Elijah, let him try and get him out of here. You say we can do it, but we. Do you not think that Allah did not give me power over we? You may get up and go at this. I am the man that your Bible teaches you that is on the right hand of God, or the second in the two. I am the second of the two. We are not being mean not to get angry with you. Because when one of us is angry, both of us is angry. So don't make us angry. Hide up, the enemy says in your Bible and the Revelation, from him that sitteth upon the throne. And from the face of the Lamb, his anger, they both is together against us. That is true as I stand here. His time has been up for a long time. But it's because of you, still loves him and want to stay with him. And God don't want to kill you with him. He want to save you. So he will curse your enemy until he drops to his knees. They can't fight against him. He fights with the force of nature, of which you have no defense. Then he grasps his servant the power to use the same forces that he needed. What we have, put love in his servant's heart for you as we have love for you. And he will sacrifice his servant to try to get to you. This is what your book means about those lambs and sheep put on the altar on the Israel's view of dispensation. It is a prophecy of God coming among you seeking one among you that is capable to use for sacrifice for all. This is me. I don't say these things to make you love and wish me up. No, no.
Thank you.